Ew. I don't know why things like this gross me out, because people in love should be joyful and happy.
You're such a prude.
I really am. Why am I the way I am?
I don't know.
Isn't it weird? Oh, so out to dinner last night with two of my girlfriends, and I meet them, and the way we're positioned, their backs are to the bar, but I am staring at the bar, right?
Right, right. You're looking at your friends, and therefore, over your shoulder, you can't help but see what is going on at the bar area.
And there's a couple there, and the woman is wearing...
Because bars are open again!
Yes, and there's a woman wearing a low-cut shirt, and it is... Actually, it might have been a... dress. Anyway, doesn't matter. The dress, it was showing a lot of cleavage.
Okay.
And like, immediately...
She's on a date. Wait, who are you to judge?
I'm not judging that.
Like you are.
No, I'm just saying that there was a lot going on. There was certainly a reason to impress. But the guy kept inching closer and closer. And I was like, oh no.
But they're out on a date.
Yeah. But then they started the hand holding on the bar, mm-hmm. right? And I'm like, all right, like, that's all right. And then he's, like, staring, you know, and they're, like, deep in the conversation. And their faces are, like, 3 inches away from each other.
I mean, it's
other.
Everything that you would want, typically, if it was your life.
No!
Frank, no.
No, I don't like PDA. You know I don't like that. I only let Paul hold my hands if we're walking on side streets. I'm afraid to get hit by a car. It's the only time.
And it sounds like a nice night, and that is insane.
Then they start kissing.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is where I'm like, it's not very busy. There's probably only our table and maybe 3 other tables in the restaurant. And I want it to be the girl that's like, get around!
I mean, really?
But I was
really?
Like...
be a grown-up.
But why?
What's wrong with you?
Why do you have to kiss in public like that? Like, why can't you just enjoy your dinner, have lovely conversation, and then move on with your lives and take it somewhere else?
They weren't sitting at your table. It's their own area. And
at the bar?
Right. Well, it's them at the bar.
What if there were children there?
There weren't.
Well, there weren't. But
right.
What if there were?
Well, shield the children's eyes or let them ask questions to their parents. It's really none of your concern.
Like, why are those strangers making kissy face at the bar?
That's the kid's problem. And that's the parents' problem to answer that question.
Ugh.
Is that what we have to do now? We have to regulate ourselves to make sure kids don't ask questions?
It makes me feel very uncomfortable when I watch people make out. I feel like it doesn't belong in public.
I don't know. Maybe you should look away. Tell your friends to move.
It was as hard. It was like a car crash. You're just like, you know, you want to
so
not
wacky.
Look, but the way it's positioned and you this is in your line of view, and you're like, oh my gosh, again.
Isn't there something wonderful about the spontaneous kiss, the leaning in, the fact that somebody is so drawn into conversation or whatever, into their partner that you know, they want to make that move? Come on.
There's something that's like with the quick peck and it's cute, and then it's, you know,
what?
Yes.
So you got to be 90 sitting on a park bench for it to be okay? With you?
No, I just think that one is sort of like the, you know what I'm talking about.
I mean,
about.
If
yes!
you if that's the face you make when you're kissing, then you're right. That should not happen in public. That is bad.
I think that certain PDA should not happen in public. And I know it sounds terribly prude. I don't know when I turned into this person, but somehow along the line, here we are.
Yeah.
What types of PDA do you think is actually okay? 1-800-330-9999. Or are you like me? You think it's never okay? You can call or text. There was this couple sitting at the bar last night. It wasn't even a busy night at the restaurant. There was like not many tables there, and they were like kissing, but not like the sweet pecking kissing. Like they were kissing. And I found it to be so repulsive that I almost couldn't eat my sandwich. Don't get me wrong, I still ate the sandwich, but for a minute, I thought about not eating it because I was so repulsed by it.
This is terrible, all right? You're the one sitting staring at them. They're not asking you to watch them as they're out on a romantic date, all right? And a peck is what you give somebody when you walk in the house after coming home from work. You're out on a romantic date, she's wearing a dress, you're feeling all good. A little kissing is okay.
I don't know. I don't think PDA is okay. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Yes, it's very nice to know that someone still believes in love.
Right. Thank you very much. That's nice. Yeah. Anna doesn't, by the way, just to be clear.
I want to believe in love, but I want you to do it privately behind closed doors where I don't have to see it or hear it. Or smell it. Or anything.
Smell it? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
How about you maintain your own personal space? That won't be an issue.
I do believe in showing your love, and I do believe in showing affection.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, girl. Put it out there.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you think PDA is okay?
No. We were on a vacation one time at a resort, and this couple in the pool were, like, straddling each other for at least an hour. It was so uncomfortable, Especially because our kids were in the swimming pool, too.
Ew. Oh, come on.
That's why I don't go to jacuzzis at hotels.
Okay, well.
Like, I mean, it's got to be deserted. Like, I know what's been going on there.
Yeah.
I need to smell the chlorine, like, from a block away.
Okay.
And there needs to be nobody out there. That's what I'm saying.
There definitely should never be any PDA in a pool when there's other kids there.
This is what happens when there's a pool bar, though. Right? If there's a bar in the pool, naughty things are going to happen.
That okay. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Is PDA okay? What are your thoughts on it?
Hey, guys. Okay. Well, obviously, if you're just holding hands, you know, while you're walking down the street, that's just totally fine. But honestly, if people are, like, fully making out in the booth at a restaurant while, like, I don't know, people are eating, that is crossing the line.
I don't like when people sit next to each other in a booth, unless you're hard of hearing. And there is, like, a medical reason why you have to sit directly next to the person and not across from them.
Is that because you don't know where their hands are?
Well, right. Like, what are they doing? It just seems, like, wildly inappropriate. Why am I so
rude? For that long?
Why are you so nosy? Like, you're all in their business. Like, keep your eyes in your own booth.
I guess. I don't know. You don't think it's weird when people sit next to each other in a booth?
I think it's weird. I feel like, get over it. Come on, have a moment of separation. Like, look at each other. You don't have to be touching.
Oh, you can't see each other. Like, you're just touching. You can't look into each other's eyes. Isn't that more meaningful?
Some people would say it's romantic.
Yeah,
I guess neither of those people would be you guys.
No. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. PDA, is it okay?
You know, I honestly don't mind PDA, but as long as it doesn't, like, get too, like, grabby and feely. You know what I mean? Like, a kiss here and there is okay, but we don't need to, like, watch you shove your tongue down your partner's throat in the grocery store while I'm just, like, trying to weigh my apples.
How about those people that are, like, they're kissing, they're tongue kissing, and, like, the tongues are out the mouth? Like, the mouths are not joined, and the tongues are, like, you know, they're 2-3 inches out. It's like a pair of serpents going at it.
So nasty.
Oh, no, thank you.
Like I said, I skeeve all of it.
It's a little much at the BBQ.
Ugh.